Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Welcome to Passage to Profit, everybody, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
And now, a good night's sleep.
Yes.
We are on to Elise Frankel with the Kletcher pillow. Can you describe the pillow for our audience?
Yes. The Kletcher, if I have to describe it, it is almost like an eight shape or infinity shape, like how other people see it. It is ergonomic, and that's where that shape comes in. The ergonomic part of it is basically the sides go in where your arms rest when you're sleeping. A lot of sad sleepers, if you are a sad sleeper or hold something when you're sitting, you can visualize that where your arms are resting. That's where those the shape that goes in, which is ergonomic, comes in. And it is super cooling. It's very comfortable. It is adjustable. And it's not only for side sleepers. Either you are a back sleeper or stomach sleeper, you can also use it. So that's basically the Kletcher.
How did you decide to become an entrepreneur?
Becoming an entrepreneur for me was not a straight line. First of all, I never thought I would be an entrepreneur. But the entrepreneurship really was born from the product, the Kletcher pillow. And it came from my husband, actually. So this is going back probably a few decades back. He's been a side sleeper for a long, long time, and he played a lot of sports. And one of those was skiing. He skied a lot and injured himself. In the process of recovering, he needed something to support his torso, his upper body, and he could not find anything in the market. So he started using a regular pillow, basically hugging a regular pillow to go to sleep. And he found comfort and support in that. Fast forward when we met, he one night got a pillow and wanted to hug a pillow to go to sleep. And I laughed and I was like, why do you need a pillow? Why do you need to hug a pillow to go to sleep? How is that going to work? And he looked at me and was kind of shy. He was kind of shy a little bit. And then I was like, just go ahead and tell me. And he said, yeah, I need this pillow to actually really be comfortable and sleep because I'm a side sleeper, so I get support and comfort from this. And he said, you also have that little stuffy of yours. I used the stuffed animal, really tiny. I hugged it to go to sleep, mostly for comfort, but also wake up with aches and pains because I didn't have any support. So... And he said, you should probably put that little stuffy on the side because, first of all, how do you clean it? It's probably dirty. What's the last time you cleaned it? Try to use this pillow. And I said, I was a little bit skeptical about it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to try it. The next day, I was like, can you please let me use your pillow? I actually want to try it. He let me use the pillow that he was addicted to. And he was like, I'm going to let you use the Kletcher, but
that
I'm going to
nice
take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was very sweet. Yeah, so I used it, and I was like, next day I told him, I was like, this is very comfortable. It's very nice, but there's something missing. I don't know what it is. I got addicted to it, and one night I was sleeping, and I had this vivid dream. I had a vivid dream of the Kletcher, the shape of the pillow, the ergonomic shape of it, where basically your arms can rest, and also the on the edge, we don't have corners, so it's just that shape of it. And I woke up that night. I usually sleep with a journal on my side since I can remember.
So you developed the design in a dream. Is that the same design that you're using right now?
Yes, with a little bit of iterations here and there. But yes, that's exactly the shape.
So do you dream of new products every night? I mean, I think it's a great way to invent, but I'm always interested in learning about how people invent their products. So, and some people do, you know, they dream them, you know?
So. Yeah, I mean, the product dreaming about products, not specifically, but I've dreamed about other things, ideas and answers throughout my life. So when I had that, actually going back to that, when I had that dream, so I woke up and sketched it in my journal that night. I did a bunch of research, went on Google, searched if there was something like that in the market. I could not find it. Everything I saw was the bulky body pillows that long from your head to your toe.
Mm-hmm. I know those ones. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I woke up that morning. We talked about it. And when I showed it to Bruce, my husband, then he was like, this is a great idea. Let's try to make it. That same morning, we actually took a regular pillow and took a tape. And this was a blue tape. And we basically just went around and tried to make the shape that I had in the dream, that I saw in the dream. That did not work because we tried the pillow, slept with it. It did not work. We decided and said, let's go to the shop, buy the material, and try to make a mold. And we actually went to the shop, bought the material. And if you go to theclutchapillow.com, you actually see the picture of the molds that we have on there making in our kitchen. And we were very, very happy, very excited. None of us had experience making molds at all. But then we ended up having our very first prototype. We got very excited and we're like, you know what? Let's go for it. So we started looking for manufacturers, how we can actually bring this to life. And we found manufacturers, but then we had challenges to really find a manufacturer that could make our pillow because it's not a regular rectangle pillows that are made daily. So we had that challenge. We struggled with that.
I mean, sometimes it is a challenge for new entrepreneurs because the factories, they want to make millions of these. They're interested in big runs. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes getting the attention, their attention, it can be a real, real challenge.
And when you're doing something really innovative and new like that, it's hard for them to wrap their brains around it. Right?
Yes, that is correct. Beside some manufacturers not having the capability of doing it because they have this, the clutcher basically has to be cut to the shape and then has to be sewn. So we have panels inside. But then a lot of manufacturers were very, very excited about our product. And they were like, this is great. It's unique. There is nothing like this in the market. They wanted to work with us. But then all of them would come back and say, we can do a mold. And we said, the mold is not going to work because we want that adjustability of it. Mm-hmm. Because the way that myself as a woman, I hold the clutcher, it's not the same way that Bruce holds it. Yeah. And I like mine a little bit softer, so I remove the feel. And he likes his fuller. So we noticed if we want this product to come to life and we know the struggles as side slippers, which means other side slippers, we have the same struggle. So we want it to be adjustable. We want it to be cooling. Especially we thought about as you're sleeping, some people get really hot. They sweat. So we thought about that as well. And we wanted to make sure you can also wash the covers. Mm. You can also adjust it. Actually cools you off. We wanted the material.
That's the part I love because I, for some reason, I've been getting like really hot in the middle of the night. Mm. I love having that thing to cool me down.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice testimonial. So yes, we used it ourselves and we loved it. And also the other thing is really that kept us going was for myself to see my husband who struggled for a long, long time, not finding any body pillow that could give him that support and improve his sleep. Was the big why that kept me going all the time, even until now when I'm working on this project. And I have that, as Jen said, sometimes you have a hard time waking up and sometimes you have a hard time focusing. I have to really think. And I said, if this pillow, the clutcher pillow, improved my husband's life to where he can actually wake up, he sleeps, wake up, and he is focused. He can do his work. And because sleep is very important. And that's why we said, if we can have this, we want to bring it to people, to other people.
Yes, because I just want to say this and then give Joseph a chance to talk. You've heard the saying, happy wife, happy life. No, I think it's happy husband,
yeah,
happy
rusted
wife.
Husband.
It works both ways.
Some of us have been known to get along on the grumpy side if we don't get our sleep. But.
No, that's true. That's true. So, yes, the clutcher has been my why and also really wanting to improve people's lives. And this also goes back to where I grew up and how I grew up is always, I've always wanted to add something valuable to people's lives, especially growing up in a place where I grew up. I grew up in Africa. I was born in Congo. I grew up in Congo. I fetched water every morning and I had to take my shower quickly and go to school again, walk to school. And I did this daily. And for me, that built resilience to where, especially moving here to the States at 18 years old without speaking any English and being able to learn English and go to school and do my bachelor's and do my master's and be able to today being an entrepreneur is always something that I go back to saying, I could have looked as growing up in Africa in a war-torn country as being negative back then. But when I look at my life from the time that I turned 18 years old and you know, learned English, and today I'm sitting here with amazing entrepreneurs on this show, and to be able to bring this product to life that's helping so many people now is definitely something that I really give back to how I grew up and where I grew up, and also to my mom and my grandparents that taught me resilience, and they taught me you can do anything as long as you really focus and try to find people that align with your values. Mm-hmm.
I love how you're looking at data as you're building this, marketing, seeing how it works, client testimonials, all of that. I love that. There's been more research in recent years about sleep, getting valuable sleep, than ever before. People have seen that without getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep, the chances of getting dementia, developing cancers, all these things come amplify without getting proper sleep. You're right, happy wife, happy life. So I've bought my wife... I bought her about 15 to 16 pillows over the years, including those long pillows when she was pregnant with our children. She has her feet raised when she sleeps. We've been doing everything we can to hack our sleep. We've got sound machines going on. But a pillow makes all the difference. It really does. Yeah, especially measuring that and deepening sleep. And now we have technology. We have a watch that can tell you if you're getting right sleep or an Oura ring. It tells you all that data. But I appreciate the scientific mind you bring into this. And also growing up in the Congo all those years, the hard work that you were taught at a young age into what you're doing. It's really, really impressive.
Thank you. And yes, speaking of the science behind sleep, so the Clutcher, for instance, on our website, actually, theclutcherpillow.com, we do have the science behind the Clutcher. And what the Clutcher does is not only for sleep. So there is science. Science actually shows that when you holding something that has weight to it while you either sitting or sleeping, for instance, something like the clutcher or a weighted blanket, what that does, it reduces your serotonin levels, which is your stress levels. And when you're hugging that, it actually eases you into sleep. And we notice this with ourselves and also some of our customers that have bought the clutcher. And mind you, this is not only an issue for us. Actually, data shows that 73% of the world population are side sleepers.
I'm curious. I've heard some. So I have a weighted blanket. I have that, a lot of it hacked. And the pillow is something I'm looking to improve. So I'm going to look at your pillow. I've also heard that it's often beneficial. There's a gentleman on YouTube, Brian, about living forever, basically, his whole strategy. But he talks about sleeping in a separate bed than your spouse. Mm. Because sometimes those interruptions in bed when the spouse wakes up can also affect sleep. We've been playing with this in our house where I'm with my wife for about an hour, then I go downstairs to sleep and just testing this out. It's been really good sleep-wise for both of us. How is it for you? Are you both in separate beds? Are you in...
We are in the same bed. And that's the other thing that's best about the pillow, the clutcher pillow. The clutcher pillow, when we actually designed it, we thought about that. We thought about that space in bed. Mm. As we have it on the website, on theclutcherpillow.com, it's partner friendly, which means it's built and designed for both big spaces and small spaces. The clutcher is super light. So you hug it, you can turn around without disturbing the other person, your partner, or anybody else sleeping on your side. You don't have to feel like these other bulky body pillows on the market where you feel like you're basically wrestling with a pillow, no? So you turn around and also you still have that intimacy if you're hugging the clutcher, even if the other partner is still hugging the clutcher. You still have that intimacy where you can touch the other partner as well.
Wow.
So it's for big and small spaces, and that's the best part of about it compared to other stuff that are out of the market. So you should definitely try it, and you see the difference.
I love it. You should try it.
Yeah.
When I first got it, I had it on the sofa with me. I thought, well, I'm kind of tired. I'm just going to lay here for a minute. And I fell asleep with it.
Nice.
It was really awesome. So how do people get one of these, and how long does it take to get it?
Right now, we are selling on our website, which is theclutcherpillow.com. Usually, we ship all over 50 states, and it's between 5 to 7 business days.
Excellent. Well, I would say if you're a side sleeper, you should try it.
Perfect. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer, Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator, Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant, Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse, Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. We'll see you again next week on Passage to Profit.